Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
And his partner.
And his partner, and really Joan. And we're in the process of just going over how they met and David's life, because today is David, and tomorrow is David's 90th birthday. And
as is my mom's birthday.
Oh, is it really?
That's how I always remember.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I always remember, yes. My mommy's birthday tomorrow.
That's one. And Christina, I've met Christina's mother once. I've talked to her a few times. She's absolutely...
She's the
she
best.
Should be here because she's another wonderful woman.
She really is. Is.
That's one special
yes,
lady.
That's right. They actually met my mom, too. My yeah. Oh,
at your grandfather's event.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Which was very good.
Yes, thank you.
Very, very nice. So, actually, and we also have still with us, which is very nice, is Dr. Susan Linda. But Dr. Sue is fine for us. And her number is 516-627-0234. Because we were talking earlier, one, we started off with Jenna in the animal shelter. And then with Dr. Sue, we're talking about ways of coping with whatever it is, depression during
seasonal,
the holidays.
Yeah,
seasonal depression. Yeah. It doesn't have to be from a loss. You could just be yucky for whatever reason. And we're bouncing right back with, honestly, a great love story.
And I also just have to laugh, too, because, you know, on this show, I like when my scheduling somehow, you know, all works out and it flows together. Because without knowing, Dr. Sue brought in with her little puppy.
Oh, yeah.
Which really worked out really well
right
with my
here.
First.
Yes,
yeah. And he's completely saying, we don't even know he's here. I forgot that he was here. But it really tied into our first segment.
Who knew?
Buddha. We have a full studio.
Buddha likes life, just like you, Dave.
Aw.
And actually, Buddha's actually close to your age.
In dog years.
In dog years. That's right.
So if I reverse it, I'm only about
14.
10.
There you go.
A 14.
Okay. He's going to start referring to that.
I'm big for my age.
Actually, I'm going to have cooking. A question because I don't know. You mentioned one child.
We have two daughters.
I didn't know. Okay.
We have Amy.
The older one, Amy, lives in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And moved to Fort Greene when everyone said, how can you let her live there?
Fort Greene is where?
Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn also. Oh, okay.
And it was pretty not wonderful in those days. And we didn't tell her, you couldn't ever tell her what to do. Yeah. So now it's
Brooklyn, so
Fort gentrified
Green is a hot spot.
That she hates it.
Okay.
A bit. And our younger daughter is in California.
Oh, wow.
Where?
Claremont.
In Claremont.
It's in Los Angeles County.
Yes.
She's a professor of art history, unfortunately unemployed for the last few years. Her husband is a professor of philosophy. And when they were without children, figuring out where to live and get jobs, and this, you know, and they ended up in California. There were 5 colleges there, but things never happened the way they expected.
So when life throws us a curveball, right? Throws us a curveball.
She's got 2 books to her name and many articles and a good. But there aren't jobs. There aren't jobs. So fortunately, he has a job as a professor. They have 2 children, twins, a boy and a girl, who were just 16 in October.
Very nice.
They have a rescue puppy.
Oh.
Yes. What's the name of the puppy?
Well, after much discussion, and we're very, you know, everybody has to have a say and everything. And finally, after 3 different things, Brooklyn, they didn't know 3 wanted. One of them was magnanimous, somebody thought that was too pretentious. Somebody came up with, and let's name it after Grandma in her honor, Bronx.
Oh, okay.
Where I was born.
I don't know, John thought he was going to call it Joan for a second. He wasn't sure what was going
on. No, I was going with foot.
And so the dog's name is it's a rescue puppy, and it's this crazy mix of,
it's
I don't
Chihuahua
know.
Chihuahua and Terrier.
I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so they call it Bronxy, and everyone in California wants to know what a Bronxy is. What is a Bronx?
That's cool. You know?
That is really funny. We once found a rescued a dog off the highway. And we actually called him Parkway because it was off the Southern State Parkway.
I love it.
So that's nice. Bronx should have met Parkway
that's
along
right.
the way.
I just have to jump in for one quick thing. And this goes back to Christina. I don't know how she puts these things together. But to have the animal shelter and then, of mm-hmm. course, who comes in with a dog? And you guys have a rescue dog in your family. It's like, you know, you did your research to put this show together.
It's so in me. It's like these things just happen. They
I love
just
it.
Fall into place.
John,
yeah.
John kidneys. Kidneys.
Very in sync with my show.
Very in sync.
By the way, let me throw in a plug.
Yeah. One of a kind.
She's done a terrific job. Christina has really
yes.
done.
Oh, 100.
Fabulous. Fabulous job.
I didn't know this was about me,
right? Yeah, no. I mean, at the very beginning, I was like, how are you going to fill, you know, 100 hours a year? She's done it.
Not only
terrific.
Visually creative. We have to come see your house. but, you know,
Interesting guest.
And you're just
yeah.
the sweetest person.
Oh, well, thank
no.
you. Well,
and that's not for the
it.
Radio. That's
thank
from
you.
Here.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I'm very lucky. You know, we were
and
talking
you got
about
a nice time. Guy, too.
I see. I'm very blessed all around. I really am.
He's a sweetheart.
It ties into, you know, you really have to focus on those things. And
yes.
And I think, you know, that's also yes. a common theme is when you find something you love to do, which I clearly love doing this and all my other tasks at Project Independence. It's a great program, you know, so I'm fortunate to have that.
Yes.
So I'm lucky to have people like you, you know, in the program because that's what really makes Project Independence.
If you want them more often, it's great. I'll have free
that's
time.
That's right. So please take them. But it's really great. And I love hearing your story because it's just fun. I mean, I've known you guys since, like, I've been here, you know, which is almost over 10 years now, I guess.
Yeah.
That's something that is in our head. We have a house with much more room than we need. Not
yes.
that we overbought. The girls were out of the house.
Yes.
It was in a community that looked nice. It had a basement. We never had a basement.
Yeah, we used to sit around the oil burner.
It had a fireplace. We never had a fireplace. And, you know, we've got this lovely house and this lovely community. But, we, you know... It's yeah. too much. It's like, what room are you? Where are you?
Yes,
you
know? Yes.
And now, as at our age, but where do we go? You know.
You know that's an interesting.
What do you do?
That's really an interesting discussion, actually, that we could have. You know, maybe down the line, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of let's say 65 and above. And they're aging out of their homes, and the homes are too large. And also, you know, some of the good, like, good coping strategies is find a home with only one level and no mm-hmm. stairs, right? Be careful when, you know, with if you have carpet, all of these things.
And people around you who are involved with
yes.
you.
Down,
yeah.
Yes. There's people around you in your neighborhood. So, you know, but many, I have actually a very big population, 75 and above, and they're going through these actual transitions. I have two couples this month just moved into a lovely village in Amityville, I believe Amityville Village, 55 plus, all one level, no stairs, makes it easy access,
but,
and there's a pool club, and then there's Mahjong.
But we wouldn't have town of North
right,
Hempstead,
well,
and,
yes.
and
yeah.
that has become... Yeah. so much a part of our
yes,
life
yes,
that,
yes.
you know.
Where do you go?
We've
no, and I think that's really
years.
An important
that's,
thing. Because,
that's the
yes,
bummer.
Yeah.
We keep saying, but we wouldn't have this,
right.
we wouldn't have that.
Yeah.
No, well, you guys, you know, and certainly you've been such a fixture in the program from the beginning. And I think, you know, that's what people, residents are fortunate to have a Project Independence, you
yes.
know, because you do have these social workers and these nurses
when I,
that will come
exactly.
and sit with you and really kind of work through these things and, you know, and help you plan and get everything in order, which I think is really what makes the program so
yeah.
special.
To think about that and to give that up is kind of hard.
It's
yeah. So it's a crapshoot.
Right. Well,
yeah.
It's not easy, but it's all like, a, you know, and...
I know
nice
what you're saying, you
what,
know.
What do you think I'm saying? I'm just
no,
curious.
In terms of, you know, moving and what... We've looked at things, and then we say, do
oh.
we want to live on the fifth floor?
Yeah,
do
oh,
we want
yeah.
somebody above us doing it?
Mm.
And, oh, you can't walk around, you can't this,
yeah.
and...
Yeah, we saw a very, very nice continuing care retirement community
mm.
out in Suffolk. Where the
yes.
Port Jefferson?
No, the one farther out.
Oh yeah, Northport or
Greenport.
Greenport,
Greenport.
Beautiful area.
Yeah, but I don't want to live in Suffolk.
Yeah.
First of all, it's the end of the world in terms of our children. I think it has an edge on the corruption market.
Well, that we won't go.
You mean, you know, and it's too far away, and we like it here in Northbrook.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, there are things here for people in North Hempstead.
And there's support, you know, and I think that's what, you know, Project Independence, you know, is support for people. You know, I mean, you're lucky you both have two daughters. But you know, there's a lot of people in our program that have nobody.
This is true.
You know, and so they would have no connection to things. You know, but a phone call from the nurse, or you know, and she'll arrange, or the social worker will arrange Meals on Wheels to come to you. You know, it opens your entire universe up and gives you and allows you to age at your in home. So it's really.
And if we lived in Suffolk, would the Suffolk supervisor called me on my birthday. Yeah. I doubt it.
That's right.
No. That's because that's the power of Christina Lou.
Oh, of course.
Where you are.
Never underestimate the power of Christina Lou.
That's right. I snapped my fingers and I said, Colin.
No, that is true, though. With North Hempstead, with Project Independence, what North Hempstead provides its seniors. And you two guys are people who take advantage of it. Out of 55,000 seniors, only 13,000 are members. And of the 13,000, I won't. My gut feeling is maybe 10 to 15% really participate. You would know.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, that's where it gets like, you know, and that's what's nice about Project. As the years go on, we grow, and people take advantage of different things. I mean, there's people who use our free exercise classes, but don't use anything else.
Okay.
You know, I mean, fact is we're serving people 60 and onward, which is a humongous span of life. So it's nice that there's kind of something for everyone.
60 isn't old anymore.
I know. That's what I said. Well, you have to laugh because my friends, when people will say things, I said, you, because they go, talking about the 80s. I was like, that's eight. They're in their 80s. That's young.
Right.
You know, so everyone's like, you know, I have a different viewpoint, obviously, than.
Well, Amy's going to be 60 in May.
Yeah.
She's not old.
I know.
I mean, you know.
That's what I'm saying. So you're, and your people are still working.
That's the new 40.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right.
No, from that point of view, I'll agree. Actually, we're going into a break. What people perceived as old doesn't exist anymore. There are no, you can't put a measure on it. You can't turn around and say 60, 70, 80, 90.
That's very true.
You can be 60 and the oldest person in the world, and you two guys are like babes. We're taking a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.